Yo, welcome to another episode of Football Without Hesitation, your weekly look at the Quakes. But really, it turns just me bitching into a mic for 20 to 30 minutes about a bunch of random bullshit. Sitting here waiting for kickoff. Quakes about to play Vancouver. Sitting here in my office. Pretty quiet. It's a Friday. Everybody's gone. So I was like, it's a perfect time to bust out an episode. So I'm sitting here. Fuck, the other day, I forgot what channel it was on, but it was the Dan Patrick show. It's on. It's televised. His radio show is also televised, and I was watching it, and I was like, holy shit, it's fucking studio. Fuck. God damn, that was an impressive studio. And I'm looking, it's got three kegs or three taps. It's got all that space. Oh my god, it was beautiful. And I was like, damn. And I look around here at my dusty ass brown drop ceiling and all these printers and fax machines and shit around me. And it's like, yeah, well, gotta start somewhere. I don't even have a fucking boom arm. But Dan Patrick, thanks for showing me the goals. Lofty goals have been set. But anyway, like I said, we're waiting here for kickoff. The Quakes are up there in Vancouver. See what's the weather. See what they're dealing with right now. Vancouver weather, son. 72 degrees. Oh, a beautiful night. 72 degrees, 73% humidity. Perfect fucking weather for soccer. So that shouldn't be a problem. The big news since the last episode, the Quakes finally signed a striker, a big goal scorer, and everybody's happy and excited, right? Now, the Quakes signed Hanuk Goitom, and he's, you know, their big thing. He's a former La Liga player, Oh, but really, his success came in Sweden. He's from Sweden. He played in Serie A, but again, the most promising season in the one that should matter more to Quakes fans and. Where was this? Yeah. He had 53 goals and 24 assists in 114 matches. That's pretty impressive. I know it's the Swedish top league, but I mean, come on. Let's not get big headed here with fucking MLS. It's not that we're not some fucking world beaters over here. So if we get that Goitom, that'd be exciting. Or Hanuk. I wonder Hanuk. We'll stick with Hanuk. If we get that one, the one that played in the, you know, like that in the Swedish league, then it would be a good signing. If just another guy doesn't come in, score goals. Oh man, I don't know. Then some serious questions need to be asked of the front office. But really, the bar's not set too fucking high. To be honest, if you look at the stats. The second leading scorer, other than Wando, is Alberto Quintero with three goals. Three fucking goals. So, if he scores four goals from, the last 11-10 games that he plays, that's a coup right there, the way I see it. If you get four goals out of him in 10-11 games, that would be awesome. You know, it's only a 6-month contract, and there's a team option for a year. But who knows? You know, who knows? It can be. He seems happy. I mean, reading the interviews and seeing whatever little stuff has come out, he seems like he's excited to be here. And hopefully, it rejuvenates him. You know, it gets him excited, and we get a really good player. But I mean. Innocent is still hanging over everybody's head. That's what concerning me. Innocent came in. Holy shit, we got a multi-million dollar designated player, a fucking forward that scores goals. This dude's going to be sick. And he scored that fucking goal against Seattle, and it was like, oh, shit, here we go. And since then, nothing. Nothing. I think he makes $3 million a year or something like that. But just not even sitting on the bench, sitting in his freaking Ferrari in Switzerland. So I know people can that always plays into people's head, but you know, I get it. The front office does not have a history of making some shrewd signings. But again, you're not asking really for too much in a team like the Quakes, especially one that's been struggling to score goals. Even, I mean, and any little pressure that can come off of Wondolowski, because, I mean, Quincy's not scoring. Quincy's not scoring anymore, so that allows, you know, defenders to play a little closer to Wando, and you know, Wando is a master of finding that open space, but, you know, when defenders have extra space like that to shut them down, it makes it that much harder. So I don't know. I'm optimistic, but again, grew up a Giants fan, so optimistic is all we could be. But they eventually figured it out. So going back to today's game, today they're playing at Vancouver. Vancouver sits right above them on the table. They're 2 points ahead of them, and the Quakes are 4 points behind Portland for the final playoff spot. They, again, do have two games in hand on both Portland and Vancouver, so that'll be crucial. But not even a tie. Fuck no, you have to win today. Like, a tie puts you within a win of Portland, but Portland's playing, I think they're playing in D.C. So at D.C., but D.C.'s been playing like shit, so that's a good chance for Portland to get some points on the road. And that would just put a lot of space. You know, you'd still be two full wins behind them at that point. The Quakes need to win tonight in Vancouver. They haven't won on the road, but they have to. That's all there is to it. Goitom will not be playing. They have him on the bench, so it looks like there was some issues getting his visa to get into Canada, but it looks like they maybe have figured it out. I don't know. He is shown on the bench, so maybe we might get to see him. But hopefully that invigorates the team. Hopefully they can figure out a way to win tonight. They just have to. They have to fucking win. A win tonight puts them ahead of Vancouver. Only 1 point behind Portland, you know, puts the pressure on them. Portland ties or even loses out in Washington, at the nation's capital. Then that puts the Quakes in a good position with a new striker coming in. And again, I've bitched all year about limping into the playoffs, and you don't want that. But I want another week of Quake soccer. What the fuck? Oh shit! And I mean, and in this league, once you get in the playoffs, that's really all there is to it. I know the West can be brutal, but if you could get through the West, not saying that it's guaranteed, but hey, if you're in the tournament, you're in the tournament, man. You all have a chance, but really, it's a big if. Really, it's a big if named Hanuk. And I don't know, you know, sometimes coming into a new situation, he might be excited, but then he realizes the pressure that he's under. Pretty much the whole city is looking at him now to really carry the team over. But yeah, so hope for the best. I mean, again, playing Serie A and La Liga, those are some pretty high pressure games, so hopefully he seems to be able to handle that. He, you know, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited. It really is not a splashy signing in any sense. But again, if he could come in and score 3, 4, even 5 goals here at the end of the season, it'll be a real, real boost to this team that this team fucking needs at the moment. Well, then their last 5 games, they're 1-1-3. Man, so, I mean, again, they're getting the points, but ties are not gonna push you deep. You know, they're not going to get you a playoff spot. Vancouver is 1-2-2 in their last 5, so they're kind of limping into this game as well. Again, it's a perfect opportunity for the Quakes to jump on and snatch some points on the road, man. It's fucking time. It's the West Coast of Canada. They didn't have a long-ass fucking flight. The weather's fucking perfect. They got to score these goals. Especially, yeah, you got the very next week, then you got Houston coming up at home. And not that it's a gimme game, but, I mean, come on, Houston's had a terrible fucking year. It's a good chance for that's 6 quick points like that. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, with the 2 games in hand as well, I don't know, that'll really put pressure on Portland, and even you're up there, Sporting's going to be looking down like, what the fuck, what was this team doing? So, yeah, you know, well, it's back-to-back home games, actually, after Houston on the 24th, they're home against New England, and then Columbus, oh, come on, man, there's a lot of opportunities there. If they can't, anyway, yeah, that's a pretty simple stretch right there. Anyway, well, they just got to win tonight, and all that shit doesn't fucking matter. They need to win tonight. Fuck, man, that's a pretty soft one. But anyway, again, I just wanted to get something quick down on wax, because just sitting here waiting for the kickoff, and you know, just wanted to weigh in real quick on this game and what's coming up in the future. Don't want to fucking bitch too much. Wanted to talk about the fucking Dan Patrick studio. Fuck, man, holy shit, that was nice. How do you fucking, when people make fun of radio and shit, man, there's still money in radio. There's still a lot of money in radio, and I think he does that shit, a lot of it. I think he's also on satellite radio. But anyway, yeah, man, people dissing on regular radio, nah, there's still a lot of money and a lot of people tuning in. Especially when the economy is good, there's a lot of construction, and all the construction workers have fucking whatever talk radio on. They don't even care about it. It's just literally white noise, so they don't fucking, it just keeps, you know, lets them stay in rhythm. But yeah, that's a nice studio. With 3 taps, man. I have an empty cup of Coca-Cola from Carl's Jr. and a bottle of water. Well, I mean, again, like I said at the beginning, you got to start somewhere. Oh, shit. But yeah, it's crucial tonight for the Quakes to win. If Anouk can contribute any kind of goals, if, you know, it could really, I mean, they're right on that edge. They're right on that edge. You know, they can fall down the table real quick, or they can really make a push. Still a lot of soccer left. So what is that? 12 games? 23. Yeah, 11 games. So yeah, man. We'll see. We'll see the next week. Next episode will be interesting. Actually, no, the next episode will be before the Houston game. So I still, you know, unless Anouk plays today, we'll see. Well, I guess we all got to wait another week. And you got to wait another week for another episode. Oh, yeah, again, this is a little short one. Again, if you like it, if you don't like it, let me know. I'm on Twitter at Baldini10, BALDINI10. I plan on keep doing this every week. I'm really enjoying myself. I'm still trying to, you know, I don't want to just bitch on the mic. There's so much shit to talk about though with this team, and really there's not too many people doing it. So yeah. You do it too. You, if you're listening, you start a blog, you start a podcast, you write something about the Quakes, you call and ask some questions. Keep putting pressure on the front office and keep telling people about the team, man. Was it one of the bartenders downtown? And I hear in downtown Salinas, and right when he saw me, finally went to Avaya, and he went to the New York City FC game, which I don't care how they dress it up. That game was fucking boring. Luckily, they have good beer. Man, that beer of the world section was a fucking lifesaver on fucking shitty games. That fucking section is awesome. Last year, a home game against Portland, ooh, terrible. A lot of beer that day. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, come out, check out the stadium. It's fucking beautiful. And just keep pushing this thing. This soccer thing isn't going anywhere in this country. It's found its place. It's still evolving. It's still changing. It's definitely not perfect. Women's national team just lost to fucking Sweden. And then they called them cowards. Hope Solo, shut the fuck up. God damn. It's not that hard. Just shut the fuck up. When they ask you, hey, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just nod. Don't say shit. Just shut the fuck up. You're going to say something that embarrasses the team. But yeah, again, thanks for listening. Again, iTunes, Stitcher, any podcast, whatever you use, Podomatic. I don't know. There's a million of them out there. But I'm there. Check it out. Rate and review. Again, tweet at me. Let me know. Let me know. You know what you think of the show. Let me know if you want me to talk about anything. I'm here. I love to fucking. I love this. You know, this is a great sport, and we're doing something pretty awesome in this country, and it's evolving in front of our eyes, and it's pretty cool to be fucking this involved with it. So anyway, thanks for listening. Catch y'all next week.